Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 and Santa and Raven. If you're a heckler at a comedy club and you get so upset that the comedian shuts you down that you threaten him and the police have to get involved, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw that Funny Bone in Manchester. I've been there for many, many shows over the years.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, we're talking about, we have this new event that we're really excited about, Women in Comedy, that's coming up in March, and I'm going to be doing stand-up. And
Friday, March 22nd. Get your tickets now. Star 99.9. Star 99.9.com.
Right.
I'm excited.
And clearly.
Right.
It's my first time getting back on the stage after 7 years, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Are you asking forgiveness? Is that what you're doing?
No. What I'm saying is I actually was thinking about this yesterday. It's like, I forgot how annoying hecklers are, because you're just trying to get through your set. It's a rehearsed set. You've worked really hard at it. And then you always got that one guy that thinks he's so funny that's yelling out stuff, like this dude in Manchester. And then when the comedian shuts him down, he feels like he's got a personal vendetta. Like,
yeah.
Be quiet.
Yeah, I wasn't there. It can certainly be a tense moment. I will say that. But again, I've been to that club. You know, and I'll say this, is that certain clubs are more... They deal with it better than other clubs, and certain clubs are more up for it than other clubs are, and they kind of have that reputation. As a comic, you would know that walking into it.
Yep.
Funny Bone is not one of those clubs, I'll tell you right now. You know, like some clubs, you can be loud in the crowd, that kind of thing. Not even if you're heckling, just
rowdy. Not even so much
rowdy.
Anymore. That's an old
Funny Bone,
thing.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Funny Bone, not so much. So, well, you know your environment. Ari Spears, great guy. So, funny guy. Sure he's okay.
I mean, I'm sure he's used to it. He knows how to handle it. But still, this guy, like, it's all I need to know about you. Don't be a heckler. But come see me at Stress Factory.
Right.
Yeah.
And ruin. You know, and the other thing is, too, is ruins both their nights.
Everybody's night.
That out. Ruins, you know what I mean?
It makes everybody
it changed
feel
the whole
awkward.
Vibe of the
They
of
didn't
the
pay
set.
To see this guy.
Yes,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody is here to hear your stories. You're exactly right. I've got one for you here. If you're a contractor and you make an appointment for a quote and then don't show up, that's all I need to know about you.
That happens so
Glad
much.
That I changed my afternoon so that I could be standing there waiting for you. I mean, luckily it wasn't the only appointment I was waiting for, but that could have been my nap time, bro. And there, that is no quicker way to get on my the bad side of me than interrupt my nap time.
That's very true.
I've been waiting for a quote for this thing I wanted to do to my driveway.
Yeah.
Right? The guy comes, tells me where the ballpark where he thought it was going to be.
Right.
I was like, okay, that's not so bad. It took a month to get the actual quote.
Mm-hmm.
When I got it, it was four times that.
Good.
Oh, I was like, you good. Know what?
Wow.
Do you even remember being here on my property?
Right.
Right. Do you even remember the conversation we had?
If you leave articles of clothing on different pieces of gym equipment, that's all I need to know about you.
That's a great drying rack.
That's what that stuff is there for.
There's a shoe over there.
All right.
There's a shirt over here. It's like I'm piecing together a crime scene. What happened?
That is exactly what that there is there for.
If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
And I don't have to tell you now, as a homeowner, sometimes we are faced with challenges that we have not dealt with before, and you have to take them on as an enterprising adult.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. What happened?
Friday, my wife told me that she had started to hear a noise in our chimney, that something had been bumping around in there, that kind of thing. So, you know, immediately as the husband, and I don't know if it's just a natural thing, my mind starts thinking about what is it going to cost me?
Yeah, that's your first reaction?
Right. Like, if there's something broken or whatever it is around the house, like, okay, yeah, the faucet's loose. This thing over here might be leaking. What is this spot over here on the ceiling? When I hear that there might be a bang in the chimney, I say to myself, all right, what is this going to cost?
Okay, I would think like, oh my God, there's a bunny in there. I got to get it out.
I mean, a bunny in your chimney?
They can jump really high.
So I start saying to myself, it could be the wind, right? Something flew in there and it's just going to fly right back out. It could have been something fell down there. Like, chimneys are lined with tiles. Could have been a tile fell down in the chimney.
Okay.
Made a noise, scared my wife, and now she assumes it's going to happen because she said she heard scurrying.
Okay.
I didn't hear any, right? Whole day goes by, friends come over, we party into the night, we have a great time at the house, all that stuff, nothing. Next day, in the morning, we're sitting on the couch lazily, and that's when I hear, And then I start hearing something sounding like it's kicking back on my chimney door.
Okay.
I mean, it sounded sizable, like maybe a small child or something like that.
If there's a child stuck in your chimney, we've got major problems.
So to this point now, to be fair, I am nervous and I am concerned about whatever creature might be in there, mm-hmm. whether it be one of the neighbor's kids or whatever has somehow got on my roof. So what do? I do my diligent duty. Uh-huh. I pull out the large ladder. We erect the ladder and I go up on the roof. And by the way, every year that passes now that I'm older, I don't know, I want to go on the roof less.
Well, of course.
It becomes more and more terrifying.
Yeah, it's dangerous to go to on the roof.
It used to be before I'd climb right up on the roof and be like, oh, look at me, I'm on the roof, I'm doing stuff around my house.
Nah,
now I get up there and I feel like an 80-year-old man at the top of this ladder. I'm shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, where's the kid? This is a job for the kid. Look down the chimney, can't find anything. My wife has now surmised that there is some baby creature that is in our chimney and that it's some sort of problem that has to be dealt with.
We've got to save the baby.
Well, we go downstairs and we're reading online. And, of course, we have to make the decision. Are we calling pest control or are we handling this ourselves?
Okay.
So not knowing what pest control will charge us, and given the fact that this chimney happens to be located in the lightly decorated room, we don't want somebody trouncing around in there in work boots and that type of stuff. We make the decision that we're going to handle this on our own, okay?
Which sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, totally a bad idea, all right? Totally a bad idea. So we're online. We've convinced ourselves that we need to put a rope down the chimney so that if it is a squirrel, it can climb out.
Is that real?
That's what they suggest.
Okay.
Except nobody has a rope large enough to pull an aircraft carrier regularly in their chimney, so we had to fashion something. We try that. They suggest playing loud music, banging on it, playing heavy metal.
What did you do?
AC/DC, Disturbed,
all right.
Going up the chimney. Seven Dust would have been a good choice.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations on picking that one up. Yeah. Nope. To no avail. One of us is standing outside watching the chimney the whole time. Nothing comes out at this point. Finally, after 2-3 hours of this, one of us works up the courage. I go get the leather gloves and I say, I'm going to reach up in there and we're going to find out what's going on.
You're going to pull out the baby?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So I get in there with the flashlight and I can't see anything. And there's just this one door that it could be hiding behind, like this flue door that you open up.
Yeah.
Finally, Alicia has to, she's got skinnier arms and she can bend her neck better. She gets in there with the mirror and she discovers that it is a squirrel.
All right.
Oh.
A baby squirrel.
This is where the backstory starts going there. Then all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, it's a baby squirrel. He's terrified. He's clearly injured, blah, blah, blah. And we have to get him out. What are we going to do? You're my husband. You're supposed to save the world.
You have to save the baby squirrel.
Yes.
So the world rests on your shoulder right now.
It turned into one of those commercials for like Children's Fund where the kid is like just crying. It was the saddest thing ever. And now I have to make the plan.
All right. We're going to get to what happened. It's coming up next right here on Star. Raven was telling us that over the weekend, he kept hearing these noises in the chimney, finally discovered that it was a squirrel.
Yeah, which my wife decided was a baby, was in need of my help, in a desperate situation, hurt. I'm getting questions, Anna, immediately, like, do you think he'll be able to find his way home if we get him out?
Aw, his poor little squirrel. You got to save him. He can't die in your chimney. That's awful.
Well, I decided that I'm not going to pay pest control $800 to come over here and get this guy out, so I'm going to handle it on my own there. So I've got my leather gloves on.
Okay.
I'm going to open the flue, reach up in there with the gloves because I'm a hero. And then a hero comes along.
You're gonna make the dog.
And he sticks his hand in a flue. And hopefully, whatever it is that's in there will magically embrace me and say, thank you, kind sir, for letting me out. More than likely, they will actually try to eat my face.
I can't believe on us. Can we do this?
She doesn't have much faith in you, your wife, Alicia.
She doesn't have much patience either.
Yeah.
Although she is wrapped up in her scarf and her hat at that point inside the house because that's what we have for safety equipment.
All right. Did the baby squirrel in the chimney survive and did Raven rescue it? It's coming up next right here on Star 99.9. What's the strangest animal that you've ever found in your house? 1-800-330-9999. It's Star 99.9, Anna and Raven.
I had such grand plans for myself this weekend that on Saturday, it took over my entire day. 8 or 9 hours we spent dealing with a squirrel that was in my chimney. Here's a little clip from me and my wife trying to handle it.
I'm so confused.
I'm going to get on the floor and get ready to reach up in there, and you are going to drape that over me.
Oh, my God.
And then when it comes out, you're going to wrap us both in the blanket, or the creature at least. Now, you may be thinking that our voices sound a little bit muffled. That's because we had no safety apparel in the house, Anna.
Yeah.
So my wife is wearing a scarf wrapped around her head all the way up to her eyes.
Protection, like a helmet.
Right. A winter hat and a sweatshirt. I am wearing a thermal sweatpants, I believe, at that point.
Yeah.
Safety goggles, and I have leather gloves.
Explain to me why you want to be draped in a tarp with the squirrel.
Clearly, I cannot get down the chimney to the squirrel, and the squirrel is not climbing out despite the fact that we put a rope in there.
You're not Santa Claus.
Right. So now we have taken a rope and draped it over the flue door back to where the squirrel is, mm-hmm. hoping that he will climb this and pull himself out like Indiana Jones, that type of thing.
Right.
So we have covered the area around the fireplace because the only way to get him out is if he comes back out through the house.
Okay.
At this point. Problem is, every time he goes to step down, and now we've got food out there for him. Peanut butter, bird seed. My wife is talking about throwing water up in the chimney.
Full buffet.
Because she says that he hasn't eaten now in 24 hours that he's been in there.
So hungry, the baby squirrel.
Every time we hear any sort of movement, the dogs go absolutely insane. Of course, what does the squirrel do? Jumps back up in the flue.
Yeah, he doesn't want any part of that.
Right, they're terriers. They destroy him. Rip him apart, right?
So what happens?
Here's what we discover is the squirrel won't come down if we're in that room. We have to be in the other room watching television.
Oh.
Throughout the day, people are stopping by. FedEx rings the doorbell, all that stuff. I mean, again, this is why it's going on for hours, right? So now it's nighttime. We decide that, yes, we're going to give in. We are going to go ahead and sit in the other room with the TV on and wait. And then we have to sit there silently, basically, with the TV on and pay attention in the other room.
Got to give the baby squirrel some privacy.
Now I've set up a tote trap where I've put the peanut butter and the bird seed inside a tote and placed the cover halfway on it.
Okay.
So that he will jump in there and hopefully fall in there, or I will cover him in there and then get him out.
So did the squirrel get out? What happened?
Finally, I look over. The squirrel comes out, and he's climbing across the tote. Of course, in that moment that I jump up, the dogs go insane. My wife grabs them under her arms, runs them upstairs because she's got to lock them in a room now. Mm-hmm. And the squirrel is out like it's Christmas vacation in my house.
Oh, my gosh.
He runs up the back door, jumps off the coat rack, climbs across the mantle. We got one of them photo montages on the wall. Pole vaults all that thing.
Oh.
Hits the TV. He's climbing the curtains. My wife goes to come down the stairs. He crosses her path, headed into the living room, and she just screams and runs back upstairs.
All right.
The cat does nothing.
Is it an adorable little baby squirrel that's going rampant
in your
house?
No, it's a man-sized squirrel, basically, covered in soot at this point. It's like having a 40-year-old frat boy living in your basement.
And then what?
The cat takes advantage of this time to eat my chips that I left on the couch at this point. Offers no help with the squirrel whatsoever.
And what do you do?
He charged at me at one point. So I scream like a girl.
Right.
Finally, he runs out the back door after running around for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, but he survived.
Never looked back. Never thanked us.
No.
Never cared.
I wish he just jumped on your face.
But first thing my wife says to me, she comes to me because she goes, "That was pretty serious."
Right.
And I go, yeah. She goes, "That wasn't any baby squirrel."
Right.
No, you're right. It wasn't.
1-800-330-9999. Craziest animal that you found in your house. Over the weekend, a squirrel ran rampant through Raven's house after he got in through the chimney.
Yeah, it was like a sketch comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Except that it wasn't really funny when it's happening.
You can check out the video on Ann and Raven. Just search Ann and Raven on Facebook and check out our Instagram there, too. Unfortunately, we didn't hit record right before he actually dropped down the chimney. Sorry, didn't think of that.
1-800-330-9999. Strangest animal loose in your house.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I got through because you guys will never believe this one.
Go for it.
I was living in North Carolina, and I had a crazy guy that just wouldn't leave me alone. I went on vacation with my girlfriend, and I said, "When I come home, you better have all of your stuff out of my house." I come home, my house is destroyed.
Nice.
So I'm cleaning it up, and I hear, now it's late, and I hear the noises. Come to find out, there is a mama possum and 4 baby possums behind my stove.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Now, did he put them there, or they just moved in while you were gone?
He later admitted to me that he did it. But, yeah, I can totally see you draped in a tarp and whatever, because that's how I was.
I mean, that is terrifying.
I mean,
What a jerk.
He trashes your house when you're gone. I mean, all you want is this guy gone, but I got to give it to him for manning up and grabbing a possum.
Right.
Especially a pregnant one.
No, not even just a possum.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't grab you by the leg and try and throw you behind the stove while you were pregnant. You're too wild, Anna. Your motivation is really, really strong when you're picking up wildlife and putting it in your ex's house.
Yeah, seriously. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Craziest animal you found in your house. Raven had a hectic weekend. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
To say the least, we dealt with a squirrel for 8 hours in our chimney on Saturday. It was crazy.
And then he finally escaped and ran rampant all over his house like a crazy person.
It was like a scene out of a movie.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. What's the craziest wild animal that ever got in your house?
I came home one day to a bat in the chimney, so I didn't know it was a bat at the time. I stuck a broom up to see what was going on. The bat flew out. I flew out with it. I told my husband, call me when you get it out of here. I'll
Next day, the house went on the market. We've never been back since.
It's like Poltergeist. Right. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
When I was a kid, I lived in St. Louis, Missouri, and found a brown loose spider on my blanket. So my dad had seen one before, opened up our attic and found a nest of hundreds and hundreds of brown loose spiders. So we left.
Wait a minute. What kind of animal?
Brown recluse spider.
Brown recluse spider.
Oh, my God. I feel them all over my body right now. They're crawling.
I'm not reaching my hand up there, leather glove or not. Burn the house down. Burn the house down with those spiders. I think that's what you do.
I was watching my mother's house when she went to Florida. I went in to check on it. I heard a noise. I went downstairs, and there was a squirrel pretending that he was part of a picture. So I wouldn't notice them.
A squirrel?
Yeah, it was hanging on the picture so that it was like part of the picture.
Yeah, they can freeze up. And I was amazed how long they could stay quiet. That dude didn't make a peep for 24 hours.
It was an artistic squirrel. It's just part of the painting.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. Or like one of those dudes covered in paint, like at City Square, right? Is that a statue? Is that? No, he moved.
It's a real person. It's a real person. Look at his eyes.
And Raven, give us your crazy animal story.
Well, woke up at about 2 in the morning. Well, actually, I was falling asleep, and I saw the shadow in the corner of my room, and then I saw it flying out of my room, and it was a bat.
Oh, man. Oh, no. That's got to be
find
awful.
It. Could not find it. Went searching everywhere, so I just went to bed, because what else are you going to do at 2 in the morning? I get back the next day.
Bats can get under doors. They can, like, they get rid of their body bones.
I know this. I know. I personally got the rabies shot. They can bite, even if you're sleeping, but nobody in my house can do it.
Just in case you got the rabies shot. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
I would sleep under my sheets forever. Hi, Anna and Raven. What animal got loose in your house?
He wasn't in my house. I was driving to Washington, Connecticut, and I could feel I could hear something underneath the car, so I pulled over and I looked, and I had a big stray cat stuck to my muffler.
What? He was stuck to your muffler?
Was he alive?
Yeah. Yeah, I took him off the muffler. I coaxed him down. I put him in the back of my car and brought him to a farm.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Nice.
Where he was eaten by a wolf. Thank you for
exactly.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
All right, Jackie and Robert joining us together this morning. Jackie, let's start with you.
Me and Robert have been together 6 years. He was formerly married, and his ex-wife still has his last name, even though they don't have kids or really any reason for her to still have his name. And she won't change it. And I think she's doing it out of spite. And I just want him to be able to say, like, hey, you don't need to have my name anymore. Can you please change it?
6 years is a long time. Why are you so worried about it all of a sudden now?
I mean, it bothered me a little bit before, but I just thought, you know, it's a long process to change your name, and maybe she was just being lazy or whatever. But now I'm convinced she's doing it out of spite just to, like, piss me off.
This is what happens with crazy people, but there's a reason that he probably doesn't want to reach out. Same thing happened with my ex-wife. And sometimes you just got to let it lie. How long were you married, man?
I was married to her for a little bit less than 2 years.
Yep. Sounds strikingly familiar.
The problem is Deborah, my ex-wife, is a manipulative instigator. She gets off on things like that, and I don't want to give her that kind of power. She legally changed her name. I talked to a lawyer buddy. I'm like, there is no legal mechanism I have to get her to change her name. And I know that if I was to complain to my ex-wife, can you change your name back to your maiden name, she would then put the Catholic guilt on my mother. And I don't want to do that. I just think if we let the whole thing go, it'll finally resolve itself when either A, she gets married, or when Jackie and I get married, and then it'll all go away.
Robert, do you have kids with your ex-wife?
No.
Dodged a bullet, but now this is a phone call you really don't want to have. Reach out, reconnect like that. Ugh.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Jackie. What's the big deal, Robert, of just asking your ex-wife, hey, do you think you can get rid of my name? It'll appease your girlfriend. It'll make her happy. And, you know, the worst that she can say is no. And then what are you going to do? You already legally found out you can't. But they may see your side too, Robert, where, Jackie, you're being a little bit unreasonable. Just be the bigger person and don't make it an issue. It hasn't been an issue in the last 6 years. Why is it so important to you now? Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I absolutely.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see if they take my side.
All right, great. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. Don't give her that satisfaction. When I got divorced, I changed my name the same day. But I couldn't wait to get rid of his name.
Right.
But I would not give her the satisfaction of that.
That's the thing. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. When somebody's holding on to something like that, Anna, that's what they want. They want you to come back to them after all that time and be like, blah, blah, blah. And they want to give you crap about your new love interest or whatever. That's what they want.
Well, let me play devil's advocate, though. I mean, she changed her name. She went through the legal process. Now she's known with this new name. She's had this name for a while now. Like, maybe she just doesn't want to deal with changing it again and going through everything at work.
I don't know.
The benefit of the doubt.
You're married 18 months without kids. Doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Hi, it's Ann Raven.
Hi, good morning. I'm on the Robert's side. I'm divorced as well, and it took me a long time to change my name back. And I just think the girlfriend needs to kind of just stay out of it and let them settle it between themselves.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. This ex-wife sounds like she is Looney Tunes. Keep her as far away as possible. You shouldn't even know she has your same last name. Get her out of your life.
Right. Block that thing on social media, never to return.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think that this lady is so jealous, a very jealous woman. And it left to the lady that wears the name to change that name. She needs to just move on with her life and leave this lady alone.
She knew that when she started dating Robert that he had an ex-wife and that he came with a little bit of baggage.
Right.
So she's got to deal with that.
It seems like a nothing issue when somebody else is out there in the world with a name. And there's plenty of people with his last name that he's not related to.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. She's being absolutely ridiculous. That sounds like a very insecure woman to me. I'm sorry. You've been together 6 years. They were married too. Who cares if she wants to keep his name? I've been divorced 7 years. I kept my ex-husband's last name. It wasn't out of spite. It wasn't out of to piss anybody off. It's a name. You can go to court, change it for a couple $100. It's not a big deal. But if she wants to keep the name, let her keep the name.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Robert, our audience agreed with you. Jackie, they were married, albeit it was less than 2 years, but they were married. It's her legal name now, and you can't force your boyfriend to go tell her to change it. All it's going to do is stir the pot. And isn't that what you don't want to do?
Well, no, but I'm just asking him to ask a question. I think he should be standing up to her because she's clearly trying to play mind games just by keeping the name.
I can Tina Turner. You know, those two got divorced, and then she kept his name, and she still is holding on to his name.
I mean,
we could have, like, one of those type of scenarios.
Dude, when you start talking about who owns what after a divorce, don't ever reference Ike and Tina.
No Ike, no.
Right. Not now, not ever. Tina Turner, by the way. Look at them legs. Still got it, girlfriend.
Either way, we wish you guys the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. We want to write a song, but we need your help. 1-800-330-9999. What should the song be about? And what should be the genre?
Let me tell you what happened. Yesterday, we're talking about the fact that Lady Gaga, there's this absolutely local element here to her Oscar-winning song. And everybody in the building decides that it's going to be so easy for us to do the same thing.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Hamden-raised musician and songwriter Anthony Rosamondo won Oscar for Best Original Song for his work on Lady Gaga's Shallow from the movie A Star is Born. Here he is when they were accepting an award together.
This is one of my co-writers, Anthony Rosamondo.
This is a deeply honored. Thank you so very much.
So we figured
Anthony, local have a couple more lines.
Well, maybe. I mean, let's be honest. Lady Gaga talked the whole time. She had like 20 seconds, you know?
Anthony, go.
Right.
Give us another hook, just like you did for the song in that 20 seconds.
Let's play them off. So now we figure, like, you know, it's cool that a local guy is winning all these awards for helping write Lady Gaga write the song. Wouldn't it be awesome if we could write our own song?
Yeah. Everybody in the building decided it would be so easy. Now, to be fair, I'm good at Dr. Seuss-type rhymes. But walking into a studio and finding inspiration, it's not all that easy.
So here's what we need you to do. You can call us now, 1-800-330-9999. We've already booked and have somebody that will come in and that we will be able to work with them on a guitar and he will perform for us. We just have to do all the hard work. We have to write the music and we have to write the words. Now, the topic can be on anything you want. Anything you think that we should be writing about, give us a call and let us know. But you also need a genre.
Right.
When we say a genre, I'm going to give you some examples. Now we can do country. I like to go to the grocery store. I spend a lot of time in aisle 6. I think we could probably handle that.
I'm not sure whether or not grocery store will be the topic that somebody will say that we should use after. But okay. All right. That's country.
We could do R&B. Maybe some love stuff, you know?
I love that we're giving examples to people what music is. Yeah, that's baby making music right there.
Sometimes I buy roses too.
That's where you start.
Okay.
Next.
Maybe we could go a little bit harder. We could do some rock.
That's
right up your alley. I like to scream.
That doesn't sound like any rock I'm listening to, but all right.
Okay.
Good though. That was good. That might be your wheelhouse, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock. I think I could write some rock, maybe like what we play here at Star 99.9, some pop. This sounds just like something Bruno Mars would put out.
You scrolled and Googled pop music bed.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real. Anyways, all right, so we need to decide then what style of music this song is going to be that we are going to write, because it's oh so easy.
1-800-330-9999. Give us some ideas. Because Hamden-raised musician and songwriter Anthony Rosamondo won an Oscar for Best Original Song for his work on Shallow, we've decided we're local, too. We could write a song.
Right. How hard could it be to have, you know, incredible talent?
Right. 1-800-330-9999. We need some help. What should the song be about, and what should be the genre of music? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
On the couple's court, all the different little people that have called in. Either rock or pop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or hip-hop.
I get a little bit too crazy when I get on hip-hop. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
But hip-hop, I feel like, is my wheelhouse.
Right. Do you?
I just want to be the hype guy.
Right.
But, couples court!
So you'll be the person that repeats everything that the other person says.
Yeah, duh. That's
yeah, but the other part job. Is the hard part, the writing of that part.
Well, that's what you're going to do.
Oh, great.
Think about couples court. There's so much. We've had so many interesting people on over the years.
That's true.
All right, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. We're going to write a song, but we need your help. What kind of genre should we choose, and what should the topic of the song be? Give us a call now. We've decided that we're writing a song, but we need your help. 1-800-330-9999. What should the genre of music be, and what should the topic, subject matter of the song be?
Yeah, everybody got so fired up after Lady Gaga had a local connection after winning the Oscar there for Shallow. There's a local writer in Hamden that helped her do it. So everybody in the office was like, we could do it. It'd be totally easy.
Right. If a local guy here can write an Oscar-winning song, so can we. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. All right. So, so far, suggestions that we've gotten. We got a call about doing a rock song about couples court, which I definitely think we can do.
We could rage. I mean, we did a lot of raging last week.
Uh-huh.
You know that I could pull out the rage guy. That would be all right.
Let's see. Selena on Facebook, she says, write a country song about dogs.
Oh.
Let's see.
Okay. Mm. Did you know that if you ask Alexa to tell you dog poems, she will?
Dogs like to run outside sometimes. Dogs, they like to run.
We could
probably do that.
That was now the number one song, by the way.
Yeah. I just hit number one on Spotify. Right. It's exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's time for the end of the human race. What else we got?
Let's see. Tammy, she wrote, write an R&B song about online dating.
Okay.
Oh, ooh. That'd be kind of cool.
What do you got?
Swipe right on Tinder. And look who showed up at my door. Is he wearing a turtleneck? Men shouldn't wear turtlenecks anymore.
That one actually
showed some promise. Actually, now I'm compelled. Yeah. Now I want to find out what's going to happen next on this date. Now I'm actually compelled.
I think guys who wear turtlenecks are weird. I think that'd be a perfect subject matter.
I like how you started swaying. You channeled your inner Monica or Brandy.
Right, that's what it was. 1-800-330-9999. What should we write? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Anna, guys, I love you guys. I think I honestly would love to hear Anna's rap. I really want you guys to do it about how Star 99 brightens your day.
Oh, man. We could do that.
But
you've heard me rap. I'm such a good rapper.
No, it is not. You're better at the other stuff.
What do you mean?
Because the thing is like, so there's like a drummer, there's a beat in the hip hop song, and then like you're listening to another one.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. I think that she's listening to another.
She's listening to another drummer. There's another drummer in Anna's head.
No.
And they're usually slightly faster or slower. I'm not saying this to be hurtful.
You're being very hurtful.
I'm just saying.
Anna, I believe in you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, that's helpful when
does.
I'm the guy in the studio that's got a recorder.
Thanks
for the call. Have a good morning.
I'm going to make the best rap song ever.
I don't know.
Yeah. JC once asked me to be on his album.
No, he didn't.
All right.
No, you probably didn't even ever met him. I would have heard that story. I would have heard that story.
I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, I remember when you tried to do the Fast and the Furious thing. And remember?
No.
You tried to do that after Paul Walker passed away.
I can't remember yesterday. I have baby brain.
Before Charlie Puth was coming. Like, you tried to do the rap and...
1-800-330-9999. If you have any ideas for a genre and a topic, we want to hear it now. Hamden raised songwriter Anthony Rosamondo won the Oscar for Best Original Song with Lady Gaga on his work with Shallow. We started thinking we want to write a song, too.
Yeah, I mean, how hard could it be, right? A local guy did it.
All right, we could do it.
Supremely talented, by the way, Anthony.
Yep.
Congratulations.
So all we need to know right now is your ideas. We need a subject matter and we need a genre. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I think you should do something either punk or heavy metal.
Okay. Right.
What should be the subject matter?
Well, since you guys are live radio, I think I got the title, Working Without a Net.
Working Without a Net.
Okay.
That's actually not bad for a punk song.
Yeah, and I can like talk about being a trapeze artist. Thank you for the call.
That's not where I was going to go, but thank you for the call.
All right. Hi, Anna and Raven. What song should we write?
Listen, rap, everything that happens in that studio, even when Raven gets scored by his girlfriend.
Wife.
Sorry.
Right. Yep, that's all right.
No, his girlfriend's somebody different.
even the mistakes that people make when they call.
All right, behind the scenes of what happens in the studio, I'll rap about it.
How you guys
make the commute easier for us and how you brighten up our days.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
I tell you what's going to happen is if we talk about everything that goes on in this room, I'm going to curse. I'm going to get in trouble for cussing.
I'm looking forward to that one.
That'll definitely
be in the top chart.
We're going to make a decision and we'll let you know tomorrow what we choose and we'll start working on it. And if you want to chime in too, it's not too late. Just head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Jim, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, man.
Okay. Jim, Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number one. The hosts of HGTV Fixer Upper bought a Fixer Upper castle that they will restore. What is the couple's names?
Chip and Jane.
Number two, this retailer beat Costco as America's favorite grocery store. They're famous for their cult favorite private brands and low prices.
Walmart.
Number three, Lady Gaga reconciled with the Queen of Pop at an Oscars after party. She wrote under the Instagram pic, "Don't mess with Italian girls." Who was it?
I don't know.
Number four, this EGOT winner, that's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony's winner, began his coaching duties on The Voice.
That's John Legend.
Number five, this 7 Rings artist has passed Selena Gomez as the most followed woman on Instagram.
Ariana Grande.
All right, Jim, let's bring Raven back in. Raven.
How are you?
Jim did. He did okay. He got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not terrible.
Okay, ready?
Let's see how I do.
Number one, the host of HGTV Fixer Upper bought a Fixer Upper castle that they will restore. What is the couple's names?
The couple itself, Chip and Joanna Gaines, always.
That is correct.
They're the best.
Jim, still leading you. 3, 2, 1. Number two, this retailer beat Costco as America's favorite grocery store. They're famous for their cult favorite private brands and low prices.
I saw that. Trader Joe's.
Yep, that's right. Okay, Jim.
They did still have the Thanksgiving chips.
Yeah, they still, okay. They're still, Jim, you're still leading 3-2. Number three, Lady Gaga reconciled with the Queen of Pop at an Oscars after party. She wrote under the Instagram pic, "Don't mess with Italian girls."
What's the question?
Who is in the picture of her? Who did they reconcile with?
Madonna.
Madonna is correct. This is really interesting because they've had a long-going feud, and Lady Gaga says it's not her. It was Madonna that sparked it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Madonna's kind of gotten bitter. She's had some things to say about some people.
I think that she had a change of heart because it was Madonna's after Oscar's party, so obviously she had to have invited her.
Yeah. Well, it was nice of Lady Gaga to take that olive branch.
All right, you guys are tied at 3. Number 4, this EGOT winner began his coaching duties on The Voice.
I'm just going to guess that it's John Legend.
That's right. Raven takes a lead 4-3.
He's number the most 5 recent winner I'm aware of.
This Seven Rings artist has passed Selena Gomez as the most followed woman on Instagram.
Ariana Grande.
I'm sorry, Jim. Raven beat you 5-3 this morning.
Woo!
This is Jim from Bethel. I can't beat Raven.
But thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Better luck next time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.